Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge. May 5th, 2022. So the energies have been crazy lately. I've had a hard time sleeping. I feel the moon cycles. They're so fast, I'm just in an endless wheel of circling around and round. I don't sleep for a couple of nights, and then I sleep for a few. Ever since I finished my certification, I took some time to relax. The problem with that is, when I scale down, I tend to scale down on the things that takes time, but don't bring any income right now, which is the pod, the music, and the starting the coaching business. So I essentially take away everything that brings me energy and light, and focus on work that only drains me at this point. So I'm currently really tired and stressed. I see the signs, been there before, but it's really hard when you're mentally tired to make big changes. And the universe keeps giving me mixed signals, or maybe I'm just not in tune with them. So last Wednesday, it was a really tough day at work. I invest so much in my students, and I give so much from my heart, and yet it is never enough. It's like pouring water into a hole that never fills up. So I was exhausted after talking to parents with concerns, and I do understand them. But me and my colleague, we work ourselves to a slump every day for these children that we have come to love and care about. But we are two people with 24 students, and there is so much need, so it's an impossible situation. And walking home, I called my long-term friend. I just broke down in tears, feeling so not enough. We talked for a bit, and I calmed down and went in. And my son needed help reviewing his graduation paper. And I sat by the computer, tears streaming down my face, trying to read and correct. And he just looked at me saying, "Mom, do you need a hug?" And I just couldn't answer. I just coughed out, "Later, maybe later." I sat there and finally I just said, "I can't do anymore, I need to go to bed." And so I did. I went to bed feeling utterly defeated and lost. I actually slept rather good that night. I woke up feeling a lot better. I'm really a morning person. I love getting out of bed and having breakfast in a total quiet house in the mornings. I got ready for work and went to the school. I was having a pretty good day, and in the afternoon I was standing outside in the playground and some kids started talking about a rainbow. So I looked up and I saw the halo phenomenon for the first time in my life. The sky was bright blue and the sun behind a pine tree, and all around this halo of light. In that moment, all my sadness just melted away, and I stood there in awe and I felt peace. And I felt that this was for me, a sign that I'm not alone. I'm not forgotten, and I have a whole invisible world out there rooting for me. I sent a picture to my sister and said, "What do you think?" And she goes, "Halo, the angels are watching over you." Why do I end up here? Because I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't do it. I let fear and worry about economy, home, and the kids stand in my way instead of trusting the Lord. I know He has a plan for me. I know He has a plan for every one of us. We're all pieces in this gigantic puzzle. We all have our unique part. We all add structure, color, and beauty to it. But it's so hard sometimes to stand strong. And that leads me to my next thought. Finally, after more than 2.5 years, I went on a date. My first date since being single. Yes, I swiped on Tinder. Just because he left such a funny swipe message, I couldn't resist doing it. So the Friday before last, I went into the city for a date. I had an amazing time. I got to taste Korean food. You know me and my love for K-drama and K-pop. So to try the food was amazing. And my company was funny, smart, and just such a really nice guy. We started talking to the couple in the table next to us, and it almost felt like a double date. I had been so nervous because it's so much out of my comfort zone. Would he like me? be interested in me? So many questions going around. After dinner, we kept going and went for dessert at another place and kept talking. He asked me what I'm looking for and I told him. Why I don't drink? I'm religious? What it means to me? And then he says, are you really ready? Do you have space in your life for someone new? Good point, I told him. There is a reason that this is my first date in 2.5 years. I'm not stupid. I know how my situation look. So we said goodbye and I went home. I've been feeling so lonely and wanting someone so bad in my life. Getting out there on a date, meeting someone really nice, made me actually feeling more than okay being single. Because even though he thought my expectations were too high, I know my worth and what I want. And honestly, if I can't have it all, I'm totally okay being by myself. Well, my bathtub water got flooding the floor and I needed to fix it. Those are the moments I desperately need someone. But you know what? I made it. I fixed it in my way, and afterwards, I felt really strong and good. I've grown so much these past years. I have challenged myself in so many ways, regarding the car and fixing problems around the house. I can do it. Doesn't mean I want to do everything by myself, but having compromised myself and my boundaries and my dreams for a lifetime, I can honestly say that I would be okay being single until I find my person. It's okay. The fun part is that a ghost from my past resurfaced too, and that brought a lot of memories. Someone I used to know 25 years ago reached out of the blue. So we've been reconnecting slowly. But the more I talk, the clearer it becomes what it is that I truly want. That was the last update on my status. It's like I'm a butterfly, and I want a butterfly. I don't want a bee, or a wasp, or a hornet. I want a butterfly. I'm done compromising. I want all or nothing, and I'm fine with that. And yes, I have 3 children living at home with me. They are mine, and I love them. So it's fine if this takes time. But with that said, I have this inner feeling that the time is short. I truly believe that the second coming is almost upon us. It's like we're at the end of the race, and we're close to the finishing line with a goal in sight. I used to feel not ready because I didn't feel like I was worthy. Now I feel not ready because there's so much I feel I need to do. I want to shine a little more brightly, have come a little further, reached a few more. I'm really glad the pod is growing and more people listen. But I just wish I knew who you are. But one thing I've learned is that we're all connected in this field of information all around us. And I need to get going with the things I'm supposed to do and invest energy into the things that give me energy back. It's really hard for me to hold back and not go all in, but I need to learn to take a step back and prioritize myself. I need to use the gifts I was given, or they will be taken away, and that is not an option for me. So today I'm going to take you on a meditation to find your inner land of plenty, the place where you can create everything you love in your life. I need to stop by there a little more often to refocus and gain strength. So join me. Be the light. Share the light, spread the light, shine. This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts, and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world. The Land of Plenty Meditation. Before we start this exercise, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen, because I want you to write down everything you're experiencing once you're done with the meditation. This is the meditation used by William Whitecloud and Chris Duncan to find your land of plenty. Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. ground yourself and center yourself. Bring yourself into presence. Just notice where you are, in your feelings, in your thoughts, in your body. Where are you right now? Acknowledge the objective of this meditation, which is to take you to your land of plenty, where you can formulate a sense what you would love in life, to make choices of what you would love to create. Just let go of the needing to know and focus on the outcome. Now just imagine that you're blue mist. Imagine what it would feel like if you were blue mist. Build a whole sensory perception around that. What would it feel like? What would you look like? What does the environment look like where you are? Your blue mist. Massive swirling mass of blue particles moving around. You are that. Imagine it. Imagine that you are blue mist floating across the earth. Gently, happily, safely, comfortably drifting over the earth. Imagine you drift into a tunnel going into the mountain. It's a really safe, nice tunnel. High, wide, dry, a well-lit solid tunnel going straight into the mountain. And you are blue mist just drifting down this tunnel. Going deeper and deeper into the mountain. Just notice what it's like being blue mist drifting deeper and deeper along this tunnel into the mountain. This tunnel is leading deep into the heart of this gigantic mountain. Really allow yourself to imagine this powerfully. Visually, what does it look like? The sense of it, sound of it, the feel of it. Do you feel a taste? Just feel everything. Use all your senses. Now imagine that the tunnel starts to go upwards and forwards simultaneously. The tunnel goes up in a 45-degree angle. Your blue mist goes up this tunnel in a 45-degree incline. And now, as you go up the incline, imagine that you're beginning to pick up speed. And as you pick up speed, you are becoming a brighter blue. As you become brighter blue, you travel faster. And as you travel faster, you become brighter blue. In an exponential cycle. Brighter, faster, 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 to a point where you reach a crazy speed and are extremely bright. Reaching a point where it's hard to keep up, crazy fast, crazy bright, until it is just out of control. And reaching a point where you are traveling so fast that you actually seem like you're standing still and so extremely bright that you seem colorless, transparent. Imagine that you can imagine that you are empty. Now, in this state, you pop out of the end of the tunnel and regain your own shape. You stand at the end of the tunnel in your land of plenty, the place where everything your heart yearns for, dream of, can exist. Imagine as you arrive and reform and standing in your land of plenty, imagine that there is something there, a gift for you upon arrival, some object, something. It could even be a quality like wisdom, peace or happiness, a thought or something. And whatever it is, it's very obvious. And it is your gift for arriving in the land of plenty. Allow yourself to imagine receiving it, claiming it, taking it, owning it. And then you allow yourself to start noticing what's in your land of plenty. It might be vividly clear to you. You could have some sense of it. It could be a total blankness, or just make it up. You need to make up your future. You need to make up your heart. You need to make up your dreams. And when you feel like it, you can come back to awareness. Take up a paper and a pen and start writing. Make a thorough inventory of what is in your land of plenty. Don't stop writing. Aspects, things, qualities that will serve your purpose, nature, being. Do not sell yourself short. Use this opportunity to own the full potential of what you can be, do, or create. Start writing.